So listen to that music, Miles. You feel that energy?
I do.
But there's also poignance. The name of this tune, Rebuild the House. Listen. That's Kampa music. Kampa music. Rebati Kela, which is the name of that song, which means rebuild the house. It's a poignant song this week in Haiti. One of the many voices of music in Haiti that both reflects and aids in communicating the terrible tragedy of the people of Haiti. Here to talk about it for the next segment in this hour is Elizabeth McAllister, who's a professor of religion at Wesleyan and author of the book Rara Vodou, Power and Performance in Haiti and Its Diaspora. She joins us from Middletown, Connecticut. Do I have that right on the title of your book, Elizabeth?
Yes, thanks. Hi, everybody. And can I just say I'd like to send my condolences out to everybody who lost people in Haiti, Haitian families, and also organizations who lost people on the ground. Just terribly sorry.
And that's an enormous audience that message goes out to. Well said. Marlon Rayo Mayaya, rapper in New York, is a second-generation Haitian. I suspect you would have some of the same message to send out as well, right, Marlon?
Definitely. As I've personally lost, you know, some relatives due to the situation back home, so I definitely say rest in peace. May their souls rest in peace, and, you know, all my condolences.
How important is music in that process of condolence, in grief, in understanding the experience of Haiti right now and down through history? Elizabeth McAllister, using this latest song that we just played as an example, how important is it?
Well, it's crucial. People in the streets right now have absolutely nothing except the breath in their lungs. They've had their houses crushed, their families killed, their belongings evaporated, and they have no water, which is the really most intense and frightening thing. And what we're hearing from the streets is that what they are doing is that they are gathering together and singing. And they're singing hymns. They're singing spiritual songs. They're singing all the hymns they know, which generally are about praising God and asking for mercy. And that's the reaction, and that's not just in isolated pockets or just among churches. That seems to be the general mass reaction of the citizenry in Port-au-Prince. And apparently at dusk is when, you know, the sort of the lights go down. I mean, the sunlight goes down. Things kind of quiet down on the streets, and then all the journalists and all my friends on the ground are tweeting or emailing, you know, we're starting to hear the singing now. So music is clearly, like, basically the only brass ring that they have to hang on to right now.
Well, you say brass ring. We're going to talk about the components of Haitian music in just a moment, but let's listen to this next cut. It's called the Tribulacion. And it describes, first of all, a different type of music and a different type of solidarity there in Port-au-Prince. Listen. Elizabeth McAllister, first of all, what are they saying in that song? And, you know, it's a very different instrumentation from the Kampa music that we heard at the beginning.
You know, this song, I got to tell you, isn't the one that I sent your producers. So this song, I think, from what I hear, that sounds like Jean-Daniel Beaubrun. That sounds like maybe it's a song from Boukman Experience. And they're a band influenced by, largely by voodoo music mixed with rock. But in that particular track, they also reveal their underlying Protestant influence. That was modeled more on a Protestant hymn, believe it or not. And it's saying, you know, tribulation, tribulation, that's what we're undergoing right now.
Interesting. And, you know, you've got a mix of African rhythms, you've got French influence, a lot of European instruments in a very, very African kind of mix. Marlon Malaya, what are the tools you use to create your sound?
Well, definitely the African influence is there. I mean, the type of music that I do is hip-hop. And if you do your history on hip-hop, like me, myself, I'm an MC. And if you do the research on what an MC is, they get their their vernacular or whatever you want to call it, or, you know, however they kick their stuff through something that's originated in West Africa. You know, it's something, it was a person called the Griot. And the Griot was a person that was either a praise singer or a wandering musician or a poet. You know, these guys were considered like the repository of, you know, of oral tradition. So I'm just carrying that on, you know, on top of rhythm. You know what I mean?
And you come by it rightly. Your grandfather played in Brooklyn with Tito Puente. Your father toured in a compa band. Let's listen to this song, Sentiment, right now, and I want to hear your response to it, Marlon.
Okay.
All right, so, you know, that's an important song using elements from the past. How do you use that to get to the sort of present tense that your music is about?
Well, again, well, actually, like, particularly that part we're listening to right now, there's a little bit of funk in it, which is also comprised of hip-hop, which is also what hip-hop is comprised of. So it's all the blending of styles and the genres together that make the sound of hip-hop and also make the sound of compa. Like, compa music was also influenced by the Afro-Cuban sound. That's where you get the African drums from, the cymbals, and then you hear the claves and the keys, you know, according to, you know what I mean, the Latin music scene. So it all combines with everything we're doing, man. But this song in particular is so important because of the lyrics. What are they saying in that song? If I could, maybe just, you know, cite a couple lines from it.
Go quick.
Okay, it's saying Haiti Cherie, like the USA has this motto and it's saying, it says God bless America. Haiti Cherie means Haiti my baby, which is basically Haiti's motto and mantra.
That's a great takeaway. Marlon Rayo Mayaya is a rapper in New York, a second generation Haitian, comes from a family of famous Haitian musicians, and helping us to hear through the window of Haitian music. Elizabeth McAllister is a professor of religion at Wesleyan and author of the book Rara Voodoo, Power and Performance in Haiti and Its Diaspora. Thanks to both of you, and let's go out at some Haitian music.
Thank
Miles,
you.
Listen. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Miles O'Brien. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.